Good morning, sleepyhead. You know, I'm surprised they even asked me to come on this work trip. I mean, I'm a receptionist, for Christ's sake. What exactly do I add to this? Almost makes me wonder if you pulled a few strings. Seems like something you would do. My, my. Seems I hit the nail right on the head. I don't even want to know what kind of favors you had to cash in for that. Well, I can't imagine corporate would have been very happy paying for my expenses. I mean, what have I been doing this whole time? Taking notes during the team building exercises. Whatever. I'm just happy to be here. I mean, finally, I have you to myself. No having to sneak around or any of those things. Just you and me. Thanks for whatever it is that you did to get me here. You and I don't get to have time like this often. So how did you sleep? You seemed pretty exhausted all day. Can't blame you either. I mean, jet lag. Am I right? I mean, you could just rest, you know. And I could take care of you. At least until we have to wake up for tomorrow. And then I'm back to taking notes. No, of course I don't mind. If it means that I get to spend time with you, then I'll take as many notes as required. But for now, you could just relax, lay your head down, and I can give you a back rub or play with your hair. Whatever it is that you want. I just want to be with you right now. And relax. The normal things that we never get to do. You know? So how do you want it? I mean, cuddles? Pick your poison. Okay, sure. And no, it's just not what I expected you to pick, that's all. But sure, lying down next to you and staring into your eyes longingly is perfectly fine with me. Just let me get situated, alright? So did you just want to lay here in silence, or were we going to talk? That's interesting. Well, you're not usually the best listener. But if you want, you know, everything doesn't have to be something. I just mean, Samantha, the girl that works under you, she seems to call a meeting for everything. I just wonder if it's the best use of company time, that's all. Her pencil goes missing and boom, meeting. I just... That's just something I've noticed. You never seem to do anything about it or care. And maybe it's nothing, but... I don't know. Just food for thought? Or whatever it is they say. I don't know. Not really sure what I'm supposed to ramble about. That trip has been great so far. Except for when I broke my nail getting off the plane. That was awful. I didn't even bring any nail clippers. I had to file the damn thing down on the concrete. Well, I think it was very resourceful. Even if I did look like an idiot the entire time. Better than having a hangnail. Would have ruined all my clothes. Constantly snagging on them. And you want me to look presentable, don't you? Exactly. That's what I thought. Listen. Do you think? Never mind. It's nothing. Just a lot on my mind, I guess. Nothing compared to you, I'm sure. Big boss man. Always working even when you're home. So, what about you? Are you enjoying the trip so far? Are you glad that you brought me? Good. It makes me happy to hear you say that. I just wonder sometimes, that's all. I would never want to be too much for you. Getting all clingy and stuff. Not a good look for me, is it? You and I were all about fun. Isn't that right? And if I'm not fun, then... If I'm not fun, then maybe I don't serve a purpose anymore. So I just have to make sure that it stays that way. That's all. Of course, I think that. Am I wrong? Is it any different? Silence. I'm not offended. It's what I thought. It's what I knew. But damn, hearing it out loud is a little different, isn't it? I'm always wearing these cute clothes to the office just for you, you know. I wasn't going to wear skirts to work. You remember my first couple of days there? Pants suits and long sleeves and when I saw you and the way that everyone looked at you and I knew I have to impress this man. But I'm just a secretary. What do you mean this is what you wanted? When you wanted to listen to me? When have you ever wanted to have a deep conversation? Talking isn't usually your style. We've never done much talking. What is it about Samantha? I don't want you to think I'm getting jealous. Because I'm not. And I know, don't roll your eyes. I know that's what you're thinking. You're thinking I only brought it up because I'm jealous. And that is not why I brought it up. There's a rumor. There's a rumor she's gunning for your job. And it's just a rumor, but people like her. She's charismatic. If you keep letting her call all these meetings, I just don't think it's a good look. It's showing that she can do whatever she wants with company time. And she can boss people around. I don't want anything to happen to you. Everybody knows about us. I mean, if you're not there, there's nothing left for me. I'm not being overdramatic. I'm being serious. Fine, don't listen to me. Just the hot assistant, right? Here to make your day much better. And stare into your eyes longingly and take notes to the back of the room. Make you feel better whenever you need. Doing all your dirty work. Doing the things your wife hasn't done in years, right? That's me. So, why don't you just relax and I'll do my job? Right. You like the sound of that? Always do. But hey, what else am I here for? What else am I here for? So how do you want to do it? You know what I mean. What else would I possibly mean? The only thing that I'm here for, to keep your balls empty. You're feeling evil today, I see. Let's see. Beg. You and I both know that I'm very good at that. But if you didn't want to fuck me, we wouldn't be here. Maybe you should be the one begging. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean... I'm sorry, sir. Please. Please fuck me, sir. Please. I want it. Please. Please. I don't want you to use a condom. I want it. I want you to fuck me. Earl. Please. Please. It's in. Open my mouth. Yes, sir. That's so good, sir. I'm so pathetic. I don't deserve your attention. I don't deserve your... You didn't even look at me. I'm so inferior. God. I'm just a stupid whore. I'm just a stupid whore. Nothing but an office slut, sir. I didn't ask for permission to come, sir. I'm sorry. I just thought that... Yes, sir. Whatever you want, sir. Uh. No, sir. I'm not gonna come. Lizzie, you say it again. Please let me come in your dick, sir. I need it. I'm such a dumb whore. I need it. I just need to orgasm, sir. I just need it. Please, 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 please. I want to. I'll do whatever you say. Just please. Please let me come, please. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Such a brainless come dumpster, sir. You can use my pussy whenever you need to, sir. I'll never say no to you, sir. Well, did I satisfy your needs, sir? Oh, to be useful. It's my only purpose, after all, to be useful to you.